holding and serving the congregation at Aleph. It's the phase of the Sugya of Kiddush. We have a Gemara Brachas Nachof that says that Moshe Mechayev in Kiddush just like men. The Hekish of Zocho to Shomer, but even though Kiddush is a mitzvah says man gromo, and usually the Klaus Noshim are potter. But here in the we have a Hekish one to another, and therefore the Chayev looks like a case of Anoshim. Building upon this, come on the base, so we get a call by that says, therefore, can women make Kiddush for men? What kind of let mice they can? The fact is, ask a question, and then once disagree, that said, but you see by the case of Megillah, the law is still Noshim is not be Yotah Anoshim, and then because Marshal, another Shal would say, mice of Noshim cannot make Kiddush for Anoshim. Halacha, we see the Mechav being down, Noshim can make Kiddush for men, what time in the Taz and the other place can Mishnah Berurah. And the reason seems to be either to answer Taz Mach Avram, because the idea of Megillah is different, you didn't do Shmiel, Mash Eken by Men's Kriya, or you can answer the way that Achon Shulchan says, usually Megillah is B'mokim Rabim, Abayim Tal Sugil Zozel. Otherwise, we're asking, picking a place game like the Mechaber, that Noshim can make Kiddush for Anoshim. However, the Meshuvah does bring down from the El Rab and the Derech Chaim. If it's not from the Beisoy, the Maisa Zozel, Noshim and Maisa are not the Surah. The correct and Hoglom, it says, I guess, in the Tzinias also, not to make Kiddush B'Rab. Therefore, if it's not made basis, it should not be done, it's not nice. Otherwise, the technical aspect of the Maisa, you are Yoitzo. That means men and women are Maisa equal. Now, when they point out in the gate, let's say they forget to say in benching. Are we Chayzer? Ochon Kopei Ches. Maisa Chayzer, because the same Chiv men and women, and they Chiv Tapas also. There's an interesting tshuva about Kivega, the first tshuva, the Chelik Alv Simon Alv, discussing maybe by Yontif, there is no Hekaj of Shamut or Zohar, and therefore there's a taina that is no Chiv Oining, and therefore there's no Chiv Pas. What's no Chiv Pas? Maybe by Yalav Yori, not to be Chayzer. The Bim Avucho, we learned in Brachas Kopei Ches Tzivov. The Meister is from our Chayshish from Kivega, and say this Mechav is negated to Dr. Shabbos, the equal. Yontif, the non equal, therefore there's no Chiv Pas. Therefore, Yalav Yori, the Meister, the non Chayzer. Only men and not women. In this city over here, we see that they discuss the idea of Arvis. That means in the case where the men and women are both deriso or both drabodon, mice that equal one could be against another. The question is, one the mice with mekayim the chiv already, or the mekayim the chiv deriso. That means we already discussed last chabura, the mogarbom shita, passing the elirabo, that men mekayim the idea of kiddush in davening. That's the Moshan Paskins. Therefore, the men come home, they come to make Kiddush. The Metzius is, men, according to the Magavram, only making Kiddush, which is Drabonon. Women still have the Chiv Deraiso. So the question is there Arvis from the case of men to women? I bet if you read the Akhen slowly, seem to be two different questions over here. One question is there Arvis Bekalius, men to women and women to men? A second question is, even on the side there is no Arvis from Noshim to Anoshim, maybe by character is Arvis from Anoshim to Noshim. I mean, usually by Kiddush, we're discussing men making it. So maybe there is no Arvis. And even there is no Arvis, but maybe it's only one way, not the other way. My son, people got him over here at numerous places, is in this topic on the sugya over here. And they will come out to be chiluk. That means when men come home and make Kiddush, if you're going to make Avram, Kiddush and Shul, who said it could be Yitzhak? My son, Dagm of Avram, he comes along and brings down that Rosh and Brochus, Paragimel, discussing about the sugya of Rech Samozin. I want to say, since the Rosh is clearly women are not Nichol Sugim Arvis. Building upon this, Klaus Dagm of Avo, maybe Dafka women cannot be used to not Anoshim. Masha'enkin, Anoshim, men, since they are Haragrizim, are evil, therefore they are used to the other way. He clears this question, maybe we have one versus the other. At the end of the day, he said, Sarachim. Now, when they come out, according to Dagm of Avo, there is a sad to say that the mice of women, men can make Kiddush, a Gamna Drabalans, the end of Sarachim. That means side of people go on this topic, side deck move on this topic. Atzal Hasheni, Kiveger, on this Magavom, in the Sukkim Brachis over there, he said the whole case of the Rosh discussing by Birchsam Moslem, there's no Sukkim Arvis, because there's no Chiv at all on Roshim, it's Mahalat in the Sugyo, Roshim Machai Birchsam Moslem, that we pass from the arm, but on that side, the Nachai Birchsam Moslem, there's no Chiv Bechlal. When there's no Chiv Bechlal, there's no Sukkim Arvis. Masheni, once Roshim have a Chiv, that's the Machab over here very clear based upon the Sukkim Brachis, Roshim have a Chiv, a benching or Shabbos, once they do have a chiv, therefore they are nechal negev arvis. Never wants to argue on this deck of over, on this period. God himself, van nechal negev arvis. The chidah goes this way, and therefore the shayat seen over here brings down the people of God and the deck of over. A lost one might say, passing like a key vagar, at least over here he does. And therefore, the Ikkar is saying not to be worried about this suffering. The Loch is a man, even though they davened already, even though it's sad, Yitzhak Kiddush, the Maisa is no problem over here. There can be Yitzhak, I'm not sure, even though the case of Eidrabon over here. Now, the question is, let's say you do want to be Chayshish. Again, there is a Pim Gordon, this is Degel Vavo. What is the Eitz around it to be make the men and women both the Chiyav Drabon or both the Chiyav Dereiso? Make them even. Now, it comes along with the question of Yitzhak, when they're not even the Arvis. Mishpur Paskins is Arvis, no problem. But again, you have to realize Pim Gordon, Shalva Dereiso over here. So they have a couple of ways. One is very simple. Tell women to daven also. But practically, it's not too simple. But we're not going to go daven. A second aitza, we spoke about last Chavura, is there a mailab, Shalom Zalman says, men shall mind not to mekayim in tefillah. Not mekayim the day of Kiddush. Fine, the mailab does not seem to go this way. A third aitza, is there a mekiveg over here? What down the bealocho? When a person says, good Shabbos. Are they mekayim the idea of Zochos Yom Shabbos the Kaddishoi? And therefore the Kiddush only do Abonim. So Mekivegah says on the Smog Avram that says you mekayim it in the evening, who would do it? Say good Shabbos should be the same as Yom Zochos Yom Shabbos the Kaddishoi. And therefore you come home and tell your wife good Shabbos, which I assume everyone does that. You come home and say good Shabbos. And I guess the natural response for her to also say back, but sure she hears it, Maisi mekayim the mitzvah. I can ask me, Mitzvah Chavono, I eat his mitzrayim, I yank the rice, so according to the Ram and the Rashba, the three kashas will be a local, or three kashas you have negated to davening also. So Elamai either can hold davening in not yotzo, so it's my good Shabbos. Elamai can hold davening is yotzo, so Kivega, it's the same thing, good Shabbos is the same idea. So Kivega has really brought down before him the same story about the Shub Mahava, Tamil Levido, Natur, the Chaynor, the Olatia. Hagam the Bialoko is most of Nocha proper. That means we have by davening, we have the three kashas in the Bialoko. Tiyas Ben Shaim, maybe Yain's the right, so it's Chavono. It says, Nochazach. The Rambam says you need Shvach in Kiddush. Schirus a Shvach. Where's the Shvach that's saying good Shabbos? Meister, they point out, first of all, the Chaim Lot Taina, the Din Dereisa, Zochas Yom Shabbos, the Kaddishoi. No Din Dereisa of saying Shvach. Therefore, again, she took you the Dereisa, made to the Rabbon. Void, says the Chodshani, good Shabbos. During the week, you don't say that. In fact, it's good. Those are shrach. That, in the essence itself, Meister. He's saying, no, the words of the Shabbos is derech shrach. Therefore, the fact that you switch it, derech shrach, different nusach. You say you're rishon, you don't say you're rishon toiv.
He's a good morning.
Oh, so he's saying, he's a comparison when he's saying the Hebrew. You say what? You say you're rishon. Right? Yeah, so that's also the gate of Shabbos. Also the gate of Zoch Shabbos Kenzayin. But one time, that's how we have the Shrach over here. So, or you can say, again, you kind of get a derisor. So you clearly have enough reason why the enough seem to be worried about this concept of women and men not being even, it could maybe become a good Shabbos. Really, the fourth point over here, the same Shum Mahavi discusses good Shabbos, he also says, again, Tamil Nebuchadnezzar, when women do our lucky snares. The Chodim Mechaim also Zochas Yom Shabbos the Kaddishoi. The Chodim Mechaim now explains, he says, Asher Kiddush Shalom Mitzvah Yom Mitzvah Yom Mitzvah Yom saying Kiddush Yom Mekaddish Yom Shabbos. Therefore it says that because Yeshua being down that once you have the Yisrael over here, you become good Shabbos, which according to upon the Yisrael of the Mokar Vom came with Tefillah, who didn't any Noshim with Duat Lokas Neris, it's not a problem. I can ask me, the Chodim is calling Noshim and Noshim, making even, could be a Pruyah, does not do a Lokas Neris, can Zayin Ulai. When Maisa comes out, we have four ways around the Shiloh in the Machmirim. Now, according to the Shibiroh, this is a secret Arvis, don't worry, there's a case to Abonim. But even one Taino, not the way, either you can tell Noshim Damarev, or you have Mind Tap Yetzel, those are two side things, or Kud Shabbos, or the idea of Alexanderus, the Chuapi, the Cheshmash, what is a Stark Taino, the Kivegan, Chumahavasei, the Mekam, they didn't derive so like the Mokavram, therefore they even, both of them do Abonim, and Maisa Yimakim, the idea of Meme Kiddush. For the women, even on the tzad, they're not Arvis, to look at Mishnah Berurah. And once we have the study saying, Good Shabbos, there's a Chiddush that's brought down by Shlomo Zalman, the Chishloim, and Tefillah. He says that when a person says Good Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, he's machmen not say Good Shabbos. You will only say Good Erev Shabbos. Because when you say Good Shabbos, from Plag Minchan onwards, maybe you make Kabbal Shabbos. Saying Good Shabbos, Zochas Yom Shabbos and Kaddishoi, you make Kiddush. She mekabel Shabbos and good Shabbos. The Chiddush also. Shomach in the Chelik Dalet, Shabbos on August, Big Zam, says the Chodesh Soid of Kirega, good Shabbos, is not that you mekabel Shabbos, is that you're mentioning Shabbos, Ochos Yom Shabbos. We say Kabbalah and saying good Shabbos. We say good Shabbos Friday morning. Is it Kabbalah over there? No Kabbalah. Maisha Shomach does end off saying, maybe Toil and Noya. Even though he has Taina, Toil and Noya. Therefore, Mechak Yashki also bring down the Yishmach. Bring over here. Then those are Machmet from Plak and onwards. Maybe on this, we said from the second Plak, 3 minutes before Shki over here. To be Machmet, not say the case of good Shabbos, say good Erev Shabbos, beside the Sugi of Kabbalah. That's Kabbalah Shabbat. That's him. That's Mariv. Now, Siv Kimmel is a local of first of a Kedima. If you have certain things you only can have on Shabbos, let's say you only have get Yayin or Pas or Eichel for one meal, what's the option? So, what comes out first, according to Mechaber, what the Kedima is Yayin. But making the place, I'm saying number one, Mishabu says it's Pas, Balaylo. Number two, says Mishabu, is then Yayin Balaylo. Number three, he says it's Pas B'Yoyim, B'Yalosa B'Yigzal, maybe in Kirsten Arsenal. Number four, he says it's Kiddush Yayin. And number five is Kavod Yayin. And afterwards, number six is Kavod Alaylo. Those are the hierarchy according to the Mishabu in what to go get first. Now, we the Maestro, we the Barakos, our problem is not wine or pass or what food. The Maestro, we have everything. So the focus was negated to us. We have a sugi over here that Kavod Yayin is other Mekodav Alaylo. A person should make more Choshev the day over the night. The reason our Choshevon means out of four different reasons. Either he said because the Ikka Sudo people have during the day is during the day, not at night. The Israelis understand that much better. They can see there's a lunch meal. The Americans have a harder time that Ikka meal seems to be at night. But there seemed to be at least the Dora Doris until the Americans came along. They can see it was during the day. A second reason that our Pashukha brings down is that on Erev Shabbos we eat, and then comes Shabbos, so we eat the Friday night the meal with less of enjoying it. Shabbos morning in the meal, we're more enjoying it. The cover name is other. Our third reason he says that Ikka Dusha is Nikka Bayoim, the fact that he said Dusha's Musa. And the fourth reason he says Ikka Toikivas Man is during the day. Those are the four reasons why Kavod Ayoim is Odif. The Shaila is, how do you understand this Yisoid, this Sugya over here? Is the Yisoid, or the Sugya, a case when you do not have a certain amount of food, and can only eat at certain times, save it for the morning? Well, let's say you live Barakos. You can have everything at night, everything during the day. Is there any reason to hold back at night and have it only during the day? Let's say you like Pesha. Some people over here might like that gala. Of course, my father is listening by the show. So let's say you like that. You have a choice. One to eat it. Friday night or Shabbos morning. My second half, both meals. Is there an Indian to hold back on Friday night to have it only Shabbos morning? So there's a Yom Shleimo that the Mishmur brings down, Bekitzer, a little bit more on the Shai Tshuva on the page over here. There's Kuri Tagger. He strives against people that they made their Friday night meal be even to the Shabbos morning meal. And he felt it was incorrect. And therefore what he himself did, he held back from eating fish Friday nights. And to make sure that only in the morning you have fish. Now, we did speak out already, Rishra Bayes, Mishabur says, and it's probably not necessary to have fish in all three meals. But a simple understanding from the Yom Shleimo on the Shari Tshuva is, that even though you can have fish in both meals, Maisi, to show the cover the yom was odif, to hold back at night, not to have fish, and only have it during the day. And then what speaks out of the Choshani and the Piskei Tshuvas, we see from this Yisrael, from this Yom Shleimo, that's correct. I mean, even though you have everything, Barakos, a person should not have at night, and have during the day. Now the question is, how to make Kaimim Bezman Azeh? So say for Yosef Oymitz a few hundred years ago, he read it being down the idea of having children. No one likes to have children at night during the Suda, only during the day. But the Shani brings down the idea of children. Now I know that Oylem likes having children Friday night as a nash after the meal, as a kumzitz, kodaima without the guitar, whatever they do, I think it's a chilik over here when you're not having a part of the meal. I think having it afterwards, it's just, you know, you're forbidding, you have your gari nim, and you have your cholent, you have your visli, your pak, whatever over there it is, with some beer, that's not a pseudos. I don't think that's a sorrow to having cholent during the day over at night. But the Maile say that people only have cholent during the day. Or another example, the Shalom Zalman example, the Chosnoi, that people only have eggs and sibyl in the morning. Says the Maile over there, could a person who wants to make sure I have it in the morning, not a Selinus Laila, by Yadigma in the Nida Daf Yud Zayin. Then we see special during the day, where there are Hashulam being down, people have kugel only in the morning. Fine, also Shalom kugel, you never see it at night. You only see it Shabbos morning. You see a special thing over here. Now the Aruch HaShulchan, now, so these things are miyuchad special, this Agam, the Gate of Shulchan, they ask, is it some Eilah Shulchan Olochim? The Gate of Bishul Akam, let's say Goy made Shulchan over there. You ever go to the king's house to have Shulchan over there? So if Vosim might ask this question, he says the only reason they don't have Shulchan, not Eilah Shulchan Olochim, because they never tasted it. But otherwise, Avadi says, Avaya Bishul Akam, Eilah Shulchan Olochim. The Shulchan Doshim, they ask this question, he said, the Man Malko, Rabbonon. So Vada is nichol to get a bishul akim. The study we have, but Vada is very choshev meal, or he is nichol to get a, of even oilah shulchan malachim. Now the Aruch HaShulchan come along and he wants to melam its chos, what exactly happened, why the oilah seem to have very choshev food at night, and not always during the day. So he points out Rashi in the sugya, he says it over in the Rashbam, the words are what's called, yoyim yayin harbe umine megodim. Have a lot of wine, special wine should be during the day, umine megodim. Where Aruch HaShulchan says it means kesef peiris. He points out the reason for that, because at least in the time of Yerushalayim and the Paiskim, the other Paiskim, is that to have hot soup, you cannot really have during the day. And to have hot meat cannot be done during the day. And to have this case over here of hot fish cannot be done during the day. So what Rashi is saying over, things that you can save for during the day overnight, like wine or peiris, minim agadim, then the kodav hayoim, odav mekodav kovad alayla. The certain thing can only have at night. By the end of the day, only can have soup and mice at night over here. Therefore, Hanami, have a night. It's not nichol nistiro of the baya, where is he covered during the day? Not a problem. Things that you can have during the day, you can have children, you should put in the case where tomorrow there's no problem. But things that cannot be done during the day is not a stiro. That's the limit of why people have very chosh meals at night, and sometimes it's not equate. He says things can get mechalkal of vada have at night. It's not a shiloh. Only things that can be even, then make sure you save for during the day, and not to have that night. Building upon this, we have the sugya of kovad hayoyim. The yom is all day. So during the day, we have the second meal and we have the third meal. Third meal, midinoy, the yom tries to be machmet to wash, but after you have to. So the vada, the third meal is less choshev than the second meal, and the vada, the idea of kovad hayoyim by third meal, would not say overnight. That we don't say. But there's no milah of shal shudas over Friday night, Friday al pukhazi. No one seems to have the third meal being more choshev than nighttime. But the question really is, can you switch the second meal with the third meal? Meaning, the people who are zechut to have a sikh all the time, some people only zechut shuas, and they come home, and they want a nice wash, have a small meal, have a coffee, and a cheesecake over here, a bench, lie down for a couple of hours, and after chatzos, they wake up, and have a geshmak meal with leishiks. So it comes along, let's say shuas comes on Shabbos, or every Shabbos has to be annoying that way, it comes along, what happened? Your second meal was not as choshev as the Friday night meal, but your third meal is more chosh than the Friday night meal. That's when you had the children over here. Can a person come along and switch and make the Shalosh Shudas be more chosh and make kind of in the Kovad Yom more than the Friday night meal? So the Divya Yisrael in the Shuv Nechel Aleph, he discussed it, he said the Minigan hungry was that way. And he says, Maisel, what?
With pass.
Pass both meals, second meal and third meal pass. But you can make the third meal fleishiks and the second meal milchiks. Very simple. Mice says, what down the way? So the Minigan hungry seem to be that way. They're down the Sikin, they'll have the coffee and their cake and pass, and Birch HaMozen. Then after Chatzal, you still have the case of Bosser, and he writes, Harbe Talmidichom will do it this way. He says, they're incorrect. The idea of Kavod HaYoyim means they get the second meal. But Moshe just questioned, a person that Melchik is over here, Moshe Ostein, Mice is not correct. Shai Dovlitsky, he says, the Minig Ashkenaz is Mice Ostein, Melchik is going to switch out Fleishkas in the afternoon. He says, it's not Minig Ashkenaz, Hakadmoin. Naim in the Ashkenaz. The Vada is no Makar for it, no Inu for it. It's also incorrect. The Kav Salochas, he gets involved. But Shmuel also says, if it's hard for you to have a milchiks, it's hard for you to wash right away after a Zikin. So he says, fine. So, but make sure at least set the third meal to be before the case of Chatzos. What? Have passed before it? Pass and boss before it? So, Maisha, we asked for Montana to switch the idea is incorrect. Cover the other piece of the second meal. Atzel HaShayni, is the Chidor. The Agam Chaim Vashol discusses the idea of the Shev Brachos. He writes, Be'ir Lurvarno, the Minigan Meister wants to switch milk to the Fleishik, so he left it as is. Chaim Pelagi, Sefer Chaim, he says, the Minigan in Bona Amon, in Gibraltar, Turisti. Not sure where those places are. So we have these Svardim, now knowing was, they had this Minigan, left it as is. Talmud just Svardim, just brought down the Chaznish. The Sefer was called the David. Meister, he would daven early. In his first meal, he would have fish and milchiks, in the afternoon, he'll have mincha, and afterwards in the afternoon, then we'll have fleishiks with fish. We'll have fish both meals, as Mishmur says in Reshman Beis. In the morning, we'll have milchiks, and in the afternoon, we'll have fleishiks. So we already have a not just fad, but the chanish that was in minig over here. Now it's saying it's had health reasons, not mistaver over here. Maisi, that's what he did. He left it as is. They bring down the minig that were in Turkey and Greece. Broke it in maisi, not a problem over here. So among the shomas, as I see, it's a shalo, a shokel. It's how to get of covered a yoyin. How do you apply it? Again, the svarish boy, you can argue the point. Cut of a yoyin means any part of the day. Except like the fact that the third meal we see is less of a dargo. The right, we don't have to go wash over here. No, not medina. I'd rather what machpet wash. But we can be to a case of mezainis. So maybe we see it's less of a dargo over here. That's a shigal das question over here. Where's the gate? Practically, to most of us, if some people are unzeichet to go to hotels. So in hotels, it seems to be that people that have daven, people that finish daven, let's say 10:30, they have over here what they call a suda kalo, and they have their milk and coffee, and the people wash over there, and then they'll have mincha at 12:30, and then they have the suda gadlu, the regular meal with the children after 12:30 at 1 o'clock. The chura, what they're doing, they're washing both meals over here. Great question. Are they? Is it nichol the concept of kavod yom? And the chodesh only says again, it comes to lachs one taina. If you want to get kavod yom, the chatchila should be before chatzais. That means it sounds like the two different questions over here. Number one is a third meal should get kavod yom, and why should get the ten chatzais kavod yom?
So therefore,
Kamal says, and the Kamal Zalokha says, what you should do, even want to have a Suda Kalo, but make sure you have the Bosa in the Choshev before Chatzais, and the bench, and then something Choshev, and then afterwards, Echonami.
Even though the third meal is going to be much more Choshev.
Could be, yeah, that means the Choshev meal, at least has something Choshev, at least it shows where a Choshev meal has something Choshev.
Not just cake. Choshev is a night meal.
That's again, it seems to be like a third sheet over here. Seem to be the ik meal is a second, or to make it a third, or at least make it quasi chashim over here. Inventory level over here. That's saying it, those are times incorrect, it's not kavod yom. Oh, you want to know? Oh, you want to know? Yes, another question. It's the second meal. Let's say people are going to daven and eat 2-3 o'clock. Right, they come home with it, they eat. So then again, we discuss the sugya, maybe she is before Chatzais, the back of the Shulchan, it's fine. It sounds like it's fine according to them.
So because I
want to
have another in the morning, it's only the
it's a third meal that the Nochiv Chayzen the Ritzai, right? Let's say your mom should forget Ritzai, it's not the main meal. Nochiv Chazon Ritzai. Sif Dalad is a lot when a person wants to Kabbal Shabbos and he wants to now let's say eat and drink. So lot is very clear, a person cannot eat. The gate to Mayim, there's a Ram Shito that the place coming down that seems to say that Mayim Maisa is mutter even though you make Kabbal Shabbos drink water. Maisa of the Beis Yosef brings down the Rambam, the greatest Mayim, these Magmisha to be Machmay, even in a case of water. And therefore, the Mechaber and all the place can say, the lot is once you make Kabbal Shabbos, the lot is a person cannot eat or drink anything, even water. Now you see sometimes people make a mistake and they drink water and they say for Kiddush is Nam Akiv. The Makar they're getting it from is the Sugya of Abdullah. By Abdullah, we are going to paskin that you can drink water before Abdullah. And therefore, especially after your kippah, you see people drinking water before the case of Abdullah. But the Maisa, by Kiddush, we do not paskin this way. It's a mistake by Yechidim of the Main Am. You see it once in a while. You cannot drink and eat anything before you make Kiddush. That's the gate to drinking. Let's say you want to wash out your mouth. That's mice, not a problem. Building upon it, they discuss, let's say you want to take medicine. When you learn to take medicine on Shabbos, let's say you obey the Shmosh is his mutter. One situation, you're chalish in by sakona, they want to take medicine. And the only way to go take medicine is to take it with water. So come the Dine Weiss, he has come as far as, well, one of the main as far as he has, is that we know water is different than other liquids when you drink, it gets sugar bracha. That means when you want to drink Coke, you always make a bracha. When you drink water, it depends, you're doing it with summer, you're thirsty. But stamp for no reason, only for health reasons, you will not make a bracha. So the fact that you drink water over here, when you take the medicine, do not make a bracha. So it has no chashivas, nichon again, like rechitza, washing out your mouth. Live with the Shagamaya, Yan Yoshiva, and the Chodeshani, Maren Leib. They come along, they pass, and look, there is no problem of taking medicine with water, it's nichon again, of rechitza, when you do not make a bracha. So the Chodeshani, but let's say the medicine also you take it with it, some sugar to swallow it. Then you do have to make a bracha. Then you can't do it. Then you have a case of Kiddush over here. Now, when does the Isser of drinking start from and eating start from? So, the Magarvam comes along and he has a bach. And he comes out in Maskono. The loch is, cannot be signed when it hits his man of Shkia Benishmoshes. Voidi says, when a person is Mekabel Shabbos, I mean, doesn't even Kabbal Shabbos 40 minutes beforehand, you cannot eat and drink, not only from Benish Moshes, from Chashaycha, but even from the Mekabel Shabbos. We're down that way, but the Magavrom, Chayodim, El Rabo, they point out, you look up the Bach inside, does not exactly say that Yisoid. The Bach inside says, read slowly, that Avada goes from Chashaycha, but Mekabel Shabbos Ayyidei Tfilo. The person does a case of Arvis, which is not Marev, Kabbal Shabbos, by then he cannot drink. Meduyik, let's say Mekabel Shabbos Bepeh, Sam, Mekabel Shabbos. Person can drink. Clear that way in the Shulchan Aruch says Shitim and the Graz. The Lochet Yimispal, Mayrib, then you cannot drink. Therefore, people on Mekabel Shabbos 40 minutes beforehand, and the Graz and the Bach, it sounds like a person can drink water. What's the Svar to Mechalik? So Daniel Weiss says Shuman the Chelik Ches. He wants the Mechalik. We spoke at other times, Beis HaMekimel and Shim Mem Beis. Those are Mechalik between when a person Mekabel that Suma Shoyim. Or just like the seven Shabbos. When a person is Mekabel Shabbos through Tefilo, over there, Mekabel Shabbos be'etzim the day itself, there, Achil Mais is also to make Kiddush. Mashaiki, just to seven Shabbos, Mais a person can drink. Building upon this, because Dine Weiss, Halokas Neris. Is Halokas Neris nichon the ghetto of like Kabbalah be'tefilo? Or Kabbalah be'peh? Now, the community is when Isha does Halokas Neris 20 minutes beforehand, and she's very thirsty. Could she drink without a case of Kiddush? So we saw already, it sounds like that way in Reish HaMakimel Sof Yudalit, that Alokas Neris has a Gedel Ka'in Tfilo. And then Meshibu that way in Tavkov Chol Zayin the Bialocho, like Tfilo. Maisa Tilo Dovid over here is Mistapik, end of Tzarachin. It points out Menchus Yitzchok, now we have a Srek Sveiko, the Chumro. Those are Taino, it's not dependent upon Tfilo. How the Mogavrom, the Eliyabo, the Mishnebru, and the Chayotom. And even though it's dependent upon Tfilo, maybe Alokas Neris, it ain't the idea of Tfilo here. And therefore the Locha is, if Nichol get a Tfilo, a person again cannot drink water, Isha cannot drink water, till you make Kiddush. If so, the Shaila is, what's the Eitzel of Isha wants to be Kabbal Shabbos 40 minutes beforehand, like her on Ogle, and now she wants to drink water, especially women tell me they're pregnant, they want to drink water, what's the Eitzel? So come, when you learn the Locha, Reis HaMekimel, Sif Yud, over there, point out the Achreinim, Noshim on Kabbal Shabbos, without Locha, but a person can make it tonight, but Mokam HaTzarech. In drinking wood, Nichol Gedev Tzarech, the Pesham HaZalman says, Shmir Shabbos, yeah, Nichol Gedev Tzarech. The person needs it. They feel very parched, very dry. Wait till they'll come home. Mais Nichol Gedev Tzarech.
The reason why I need it Tzarech is because it's like this.
Right.
Yeah, you can make it
a Tzarech, especially if I can. This is not what they say. Pesham HaZalman, the Shmir Shabbos, and others falling down. The idea to accomplish that all midnight. Not what you're saying.
Make it tonight,
yeah,
a lot more
of a
cow. You don't have to make it
back
to
do
Malukas.
Oh. Right,
just to drink.
I don't think they said that. Especially start telling Noshim do halfway tonight and halfway tonight. They said, Mice can't drink. What? No, if people want to do Adloko, so maybe it's better to drink first. Like Noshim, it's Dominica first, whatever they should. But let's say they 20 minutes later they're going to be thirsty again, half an hour later, the Shash Mice out, the Kabbal Shabbos be tonight. Yeah.
They're usually thinking about it.
There are Noshim who know they're thirsty and they drink. But tonight. Now, maybe you can tell me we matineta, we serve upon the sheet, and say, oh, we matineta, the Lavusha sheet, not mind the wear. Mice, water, only water. Only no, once you make a Kabbal Shabbos tonight, be anything.
If she wants it sin and
drink.
Before the time.
Yeah, before the time.
She needs to be
with Kabbal Shabbos. Doesn't need to be. It's 40 minutes before Yerushalayim. That's
his
mind already. Before you have to. Yeah, so much with Kabbal. The husband with Kabbal. So then the husband should be with Kabbal for her. The mice they point out, it's not put out anyway in the Mishnah. It's this chilat, this grass idea that involves Tzimu Shoyim versus Shabbos. Now, what about drinking during Benesh Moshes? I knew it's forming in the Vav, Chel Shem Bar Sikono, Bokham Tzar, this is as far as the Bin Oil Wedi, Mincha Shabbos, Mar Shabbat, about it. Maisa, Yisrael Shalom Zalman, he says, I mean, first of all, she can make Kiddush. No, Yisrael can make Kiddush, and all that, you can make Kiddush for her. But he says, Maisa says, wait a little bit, it's a big deal, wait a little bit, and make Kiddush, and then wait for the husband, come on, make Kiddush. Avadna, husband should not say in Shul, should not, who's after davening, should care about a wife. Maybe he doesn't have to stay to the mamash to end to hear all the latest hakavir and come home to care about her. Now there are a time being clear to banish moshes to drink. Meister, the Shmuel Zalman says not to be stuck on these atarim unless it's really stuck over here. And Betzim should make her own kiddush. No problem for making her own kiddush. Now, Mr. Dalit, the sugar of Poyas Mapa Umakadish. Now, it's Kamat Nevenegeyo, except this year. That means this year Purim is coming out outside Yerushalayim on Friday. That means, let's say, whether you live in Beitar, Kiryat Sefer, or those who live in Lakewood, or in New York over here, come out, Purim's on Friday. Now, the next time it's going to be Negev Purim on Friday, this year again, is another 20 years from now. 2045. In Chuslowitz. Negev to those in Eretz Yisrael, Negev to us 4 years from now. Negev to us in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. Another 20 years from now. 2045. When the year to us Yerushalayim is the year in 4 years, but it's very interesting, this year in Yerushalayim is Purim Shulish. Now, it's very fairly over here, it happened a couple of years ago. The way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch is the Suda is on Shabbos, which brings down, there's also Tav Lachosh to have the Suda on, Suda is on Sunday, Shulchan Paskins. That's how we pass in, Suda is on Sunday. Shulchan brings down also Tav Lachosh to have the Suda also on Shabbos, and the Svam bring down, there's a Me'iri Ru'or to have the Suda on Friday. So built upon that, Suda means everything with the Suda. Yain Kudaimo. Again, Vava, Afe Moisenes, they get to Nosh all 3 days, maybe just for Sunday, and climb to side secure. But the Maisa comes along that also, Poris Mapa Makadish could be Negeya to those in Yerushalayim this year also. Depends what you do on Friday. Again, the Mashmur is not being done on Friday, but the Mashmur is not being down on Friday, and they was fairly usually Yerushalayim 3 days, Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. And the question is, in Yerushalayim, and especially after Yerushalayim, how to be part of the Makadosh, and should you do that or not do that? So first, let's go get involved with how to be part of the Makadosh. What does that mean? So number one, when's the Zman? That means you have a Purim Suda Friday afternoon. Let's say you start before Chatzoy, so you can go on and on and on. And when's it come Shabbos? So it's very clear, either Shabbos comes when it hits Chashechel, Shkia, or it says the Mechaber and Sefei, give a Kabbal Shabbos and plug onwards. The person on the Ishtar of the Lachis Neir, she's Mechaber Shabbos. When he says Mekabel Shabbos, he says Mizmashir, Mekabel Shabbos, that's his man, we have to be Paris Mapo. That's number one. Number two, what does it mean Paris Mapo? Over what? Over the table? Over the challahs? I've seen people do it over themselves. What does Paris Mapo over here mean? So I say, you read Lavosh, it sounds that way, and the people going to say means Paris means come to remove the table, Silka Shulchan. I mean, it's covering the whole entire table over here. The Torah Shabbos goes this way, the Kav Chaim goes this way. My said, I don't wear the Mogavah, brought down by the Mishabura, Chayot on the ground, said, the Chas is a pass. Cover the pass, and that's literally getting a Silika Shulchan. The question is why? If the whole point is Silika Shulchan, how is covering the pass working for you? Who are the Swarosh? Well, it's either the Ikka Sudo is upon the pass, and pass, if no pass, no Sudo Shabbos over here. But you can say, if all Macholm is toveled the pass, right? You say, Moiti, everything's toveled through it. Or you say, they said, Alechem Yichi Odom. So we do have the idea of Silka Shulchan by just covering the pass. A third point. Now, once we Mekabel Shabbos and we cover the pass, we come along to make Kiddush. Now, make Kiddush, do we say the Bracha Bar Piyar Gofet? So we see over here, once we Mekabel Shabbos, is Nichon Negedu Hefzik, a Shalot, do you make Bar Piyar Gofet? Come along with Beni Rucham. They want to tell us, since we have a Chiv to be Mafzik, therefore it's Hesach Adas, you make Bar Piyar Gofet. Taz wants a tiny little sheet to survive it. Taz Kon Dal, Kon Hay, that sheet to survive it. Outside of Sheni, the Torah brings down the Bitzkei says, Maestro, the only reason why you're making Kiddush and being Mafzik is because sadly, the Sukkot of Kiddush is not Nechel Geder Mafzik. It's part and parcel of what you're doing over here. It's for that golfing. And you just had a couple of cases beforehand. So, Maestro, you drank wine. And you're going to be Mamchik to drink wine. So, why in the world make a boy appear golfing over here? The Torah goes this way, brings it down again for Bitzkei, the Rosh goes this way. Therefore, Locha Kamal the Mechaber says you make Kiddush without a Bari Piyar Gofen. That's how Bishmur, the first girl, make Kiddush without a Bari Piyar Gofen. Next thing, after Kiddush, you have to wash your hands. Now, is your Chiv to go wash your hands? You build a Suda. You wash before you put a Suda. We pass in a bond, we have to wash before you Suda. Now, come along, you have to be mafstik for the Bari Piyar Gofen. With the Ezek Adash, your hands being not Noki. Then says the Kin, the Kirat Chanadovit, he says, no Chiv until Zadayim. Abtzal Hashem, he says, "What do you mean? You mafsek, hefsek. You have a case of Passover here. You have a chiv to wash your hands." Then with the Masham and Zof, he says, "You wash your hands without the bracha until Zidayim." That means you realize you make kiddush without gofen. We wash your hands without until Zidayim. Now after until Zidayim, we come to our case of a moitzi. On the case of a moitzi, nichal get a hefsek or not? Also, it's a shayla. Those who are taina, since we have make a gofen over here, and that is being mafsik for the moitzi, cannot be passed anymore. Nivus and Zbahak, brought down by the Rif, and the Raiv, and the Ben Yonah, the Rosh, the Torah, the Paskin, you do have to make Hamaitzi. And the Mechaba is a Stav Yishomim, Pashas, the Mechaba Paskin, the Chum, you do have to make Hamaitzi. Atzad Hasheni, the Palmor, Taisirid, Magan Mishnah, the Baal Iter, a time just like by Geffen, we Paskin, is not Nechel get of a Hefzik, because that's what you have to go do, Mitzad Shabbos. But oh, what he come to go do over here, that's not be Messiah Tas, do the Hemshik over here. Also, that might see not Nechel get of a Hefzik over here. And never be ik in this form go, sub box local, the Bach, the Pim Godin, the Mishabua, we Paskin, and the Maisa, we do not make a Maitzi. So what do you go do? She make Kiddush without a Goffin, Tiz Adayim without the Tiz Adayim, and you make Hamaitzi, go over to you go, because you don't say Hamaitzi over here. Now, the question is, on how many things you go into, do you need a Lecha Mishnah? Come on, Shlomo Kluger, Elva Chal Shlomo, he says, well, it depends if you need Hamaitzi and not say Hamaitzi. If you need to say Hamaitzi, then you need Lecha Mishnah. If you don't say Hamaitzi, you don't need Lecha Mishnah. Those are, point out two things. Number one, why are we not saying Hamaitzi for? Only a sub box local. Therefore, we should have a Lecha Mishnah. Why they want Taino? Same sugya. Talizah was there. What does the sugya of Lecha Mishnah, the gate to the Mon, have to do the sugya of Brochus over here? As has Chadas. What has nothing to do with another over here? They were still should have a case of Lecha Mishnah. So what we do have, the Elamites has Lecha Mishnah over there. So now we have Lecha Mishnah over there, and you can say Hamaitzi, and there's 20 people by the Purim Seudah over there, each one in their own world over here. And Bishlaman Shabbos, how to get everyone to be Yaitzah, Vashmek, Oinai, everyone listen to Baruch HaKadosh, and make a Baruch HaMaitzi Lechem. How do you get 20 people who are drunk to be Yaitzah, because you don't say Hamaitzi over here? So what do? You get everyone to sit down and you go, and everyone goes, all together, because all be Yaitzah Lecha Mishnah. We're being Yaitzah. That's what Shlomo Zalman and Chubim, and Shlomo Chalei Beis. Everyone has to be mind to be started together with the Lecha Mishnah. Diane Fisher, in the Lichas of Yisrael, brought down, I'm not making bracha, I can't be mighty the tzibah over here. The only way to be mighty the Lecha Mishnah, is you have to pass around the Lecha Mishnah to everybody, to do it by themselves. You try that on Purim by 20 people passing around, to get back, everyone to get the Lecha Mishnah over here. Everyone pass it around, they have the Lecha Mishnah, let's give out both Lecha over here.
What do they do with that?
No, I don't know. And then you pass it out. Fine, then Betzayah. I'm not sure what he means. I'm assuming Yaitzim Lecha Mishnah Masha Betzay Mekadish. I'm not sure. So Mazalman says we're all together. Maisa comes out what to go do practically. Where there are, I guess, 7 points over here. Number one, when you Mekabel Shabbos, whether it's Miyad, that's the Chiyuv Poros Mapa Mekadish. Number two, is the Poros Mapa upon the Chalas. Not upon, some do on the table, but not upon yourself. Number three, a person makes Kiddush without the Barak Yagofen. Number four, you do a Tzil Sadaim without the Baruch on Tzil Sadaim. Number five, you betzaya upon the Lechem. We do not make Amoitzi. Number six, we do need Lechem Mishnah. The question is, the Maisa, how to get the Tzibur to Mitzarf with the Lechem Mishnah. And number seven, the Lochen Tzivov is, the question is that the Suda that we ate beforehand, and now we're making Kiddush in the past, we're exactly, how much do we have to eat afterwards? That means, can we eat the Suda backwards? We have Mekayim the pass and the Suda before, and then they have the Lechem afterwards. That means the Sif Vav, a Shalik of Kiddush Mokum Suda, and then have the Yain afterwards. Meister Mishwa is Machlekis, at the end of the day, he said to be Machmer, to have a Gezayas of afterwards of Kiddush Mokum Suda, and the Sharatini brings down to have pass Balailo, Kebeya Balailo of Sutzarcha Suda. That means, that again, to have the amount of pass eat afterwards, by nighttime, to have a case of Kebeya. A eighth point, not sure you said, an eighth point is, Maisa, when you come to bench on Purim, how to go bench, do you say Al Nisim or not? What do you say with say, or do you say both? Maisa, Mishruah Paskins, halacha is, we only say with say, and you don't say Al Nisim. Those are the eight halachas, how to go do it, if you want to be Purim Ma'apa Mekadosh. Now the question is, should you be Purim Ma'apa Mekadosh? Is that the correct thing to go do over here? So,
why don't we say
all these? Okay, why to talk this aspect? So this idea of being Paris Mapa, first you have to realize a couple things over here. Number one is the idea of making kiddush al bar piyar gofen. Is that's Mizrach Machlokes. This is Ben Yeruchim, the Maaseh says you shouldn't make bar piyar gofen. But oid in Sifrei the loch is we say boy v'nekadesh. Come everyone, let's make kiddush over here. this big mavucha, Magavram, and the Taz, and others, the Maisa, then maybe there is a Chiyah Bar Pira Gopan. Maybe there is. At the end of the day, the Maisa Mishibua says, Sublox Lahokal, and therefore, even in case Boyv in a Kaddish, Matthias says, the Maisa will still not make Boyv Pira Gopan. And Matthias, what do you do on Purim? Tell everyone, let's make Kiddush, let's make Kiddush. We say, let's make Kiddush, let's Boyv in a Kaddish. Therefore, get involved in the Shalat, even a stronger question, where's the Boyv Pira Gopan? And on that, says Magavram, the Chayodim and Meshibua, about Nefesh, the Zorosh, the Yodah, the Kach, should not lead to go do this. That means, who says to not get into Pram, Poyos, Ma, Pekaj, to the Brokha, Boy, Pierre, Gopan? Number one, the Meshibua says, don't do this. I saw a Petah came out before Purim, the guy says, not tell everyone, Boy, the Kaddish. It's not too practical, we're trying to get everyone to hear Kiddush. But otherwise, you have a big problem, Boy, Pierre, Gopan. The Meshibua says, Magavram says, don't get involved with this question. That's number one. No, you still have a chiyah bar pira. You say, what did you say, bar pira kaddish? It's been masiach das. And I think it's okay.
He has to be the Balabais, no?
Yeah, yeah. But he's trying to get everyone to be quiet. I don't think it makes a difference. Number two, building on the side over here, come on the grass, says, let's take it a step further. Nikei to Hamaitzi, how we paskin? We're paskining. That person does not make a moitzi without some brachas. The even says the grass about nefesh bizar also not to get a lot of the secret of the mighty. Number three, wisdom of Kovitz in being Paris Mapo. The Gemara of Sochem and Dafkuf, the Gemara brings down the Meister Rabbi Barahuno, he visited Reis Galuso, and over there they brought him the table, it's Paris Mapo Makadish. Tanah Mahochi, bring down a Baiso, Sheim Avim et Shulchem, Enlakim Kiddush, Mehavi, Paris Mapo Makadish. The question is, when you read the Gemara, is that a Din Lachachilo or Din Bidiyavet? So there is a Meiri, they come along and he says in the Sugya over there in Pesachim that what is Gemara discussing? We said Gemara is discussing being punished by Abba Kaddish by the case of Pur. That's Gemara's case over there. And therefore, the Meiri is Meiri in Ksubat Nav Zayin and Beis, he says, Onu Vavaseinu would not give him to punish by Abba Kaddish on Pur. We have a Meiri said that already, what's the meaning to do on Pur? The Meiri the Sherl in the Ma'aril, he says the Gemara's lashon is not to go do it, it's only b'diyevet. And then the Makar Chaim, the Chavasiyah, brings down Maril, saying it's only B'diyevin, not L'chadchilo. The Lekha Yoshua, Talmud Shubhaz Deshim, says it's not Din L'chadchilo, or B'diyevin. And then the B'yashim, the Chodeshoni, and the Chachyevsky, numerous formers by name who say the whole idea is only a case of B'diyevin over here. V'oid, another point. What people do with the Bais Map of the Kaddish, who is their Mariv? What they do? They mafshul the Suda, that is Shabbos meal. Let's say they bench at 8, 9 o'clock, usually my Purim is much earlier. Then they have the 11 o'clock, they go to shul, get woken up 2 hours later, they lie down for an hour or two. They have Maariv 11 o'clock, they get a Shomer, Seder. We spoke out already, we make Shabbos Muktam. Can a person switch the order of the Shabbos meal and have it before Maariv? Can you switch the order around? We said then, the Chorah is really the Sugi over here. Let me speak to the Mishmur Sifkon Yud Aleph. They speak out, Maisa Lechatchila can switch, it is no problem. But the circular parts map of Kaddish, it is no problem. I started showing this form being down, this is going to Maisa Rab, Oishkov Yudzain, who exactly wrote this Maisa Rab. Over there, it's brought down when they're going, the Maisa says, not switch the order. Is there Hermes saying, Pshan, the circular parts map of Kaddish? Over there, he says, what does it mean? Parts mapo, go daven, and then Kaddish. That's Pshan in the Gemara, meaning, Avada, you have to daven first. How can you have the meal? Without davening, the Kavachayim being done up here, Rizal, Pisoy, the person of Vadish, should daven first, then be Makadish. And the Isra Moshe says to switch the order around, Ka'in Tati the Sasri, Mikabal Shabbos, go daven. But he said, the Mice certainly should not switch the order around, but Chloe is over here. And therefore, Menashe Klein, Shai Dabliski, Rabelski, the Mice Tani should not switch around the order. So points out, the Mice should be punished by Makadish. Who are the numerous reasons why not to? Number one, the whole entire din is b'diavad. Number two, a bal nefesh should be machmer and not to have a case of kiddush without boy per gofen, especially say boy v'ne kaddish. Number three says the graz. I mean, that's Mishabura saying it. Number three says the graz. Bal nefesh should be machmer and not to a moitzi without saying the case of a moitzi. Number four is that where exactly is Yilecha Mishnah? How do you get Yilecha Mishnah when the table over here is set up? Number five, according to the Rizal, according to the Gain, switching the order around, davening, should always be done before the case of the Suda. Number six, to remember all eight halachos, the person is very high. Good luck. If you're not high, they don't seem to know. They try to follow the list. They can't exactly know what's going on over here. Can't figure out what's going on. Think about making kiddush to Anna Goffin. Doing a mighty than a mighty. Where's the lechem mishnah? Don't pull the rabbim over here. Well, the very important thing over here is, according to the Mishnah, he comes along and says we should bench without al nisim. Is al nisim ma'akev on Purim? So there's a taz, a shloh, up in the Yom Shlom, it says the mice is ma'akev on Purim. Ma'akev. Mishnah does not pass in this way. He goes like the Mogar Avram. Says the Mogar Avram, Mahiti atrim may plukto should not get involved in the shiloh over here, and therefore should make sure not to have a tati sashi, and therefore should always bench. Get al nisim and not have a problem with saying only we say not al nisim. So who says not to? In Hilchos Purim, Mogar Avram, part time in the Shavua says not to. That means who said not to be part of Ma'apol? Hold the maybe with the Eved, Mitzal Moisi, Mitzal Gofen. Va'id, we learn the Lachar Reish Mem Tes. When should Purim Suda start? Before Chatzalis, the Chatchiloch. Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. Avada, if you do not start before Chatzalis, Avada can have afternoon, maybe before the third hour. Maisa, it's very hard. It's not needed to be parish ma'apa. If you stop before chatzais to go 6 hours, everyone's being parish ma'apa. They're always the suda starting what later on 4:35. They're doing it like an hour before Shabbos. I've never seen anyone being parish ma'apa who stopped before chatzais. Now again, there's a mi'iri that was what he did, and there's shalom bayis, and there's certain things to take into account besides to be parish ma'apa, and the arpim will do it, and the shuvim will do it. But the Derek Cloud, it's not a Sugish boy, it's not the main Am Shaboy. I don't think the Maisha is a tzarek for it, or it's into. Now, if you have the Sugish Maisha, I don't think it's the correct thing to go do over here. I think so, yeah. Now, we do see a side point in the Sugish over here that we see Bari Pia Golfin is not Ma'akiv in the Kiddush. Right, you can make Kiddush without Bari Pia Golfin. The other one point out, let's say you come to hear Kiddush and you missed the Bari Pia Golfin. You only hear the Mekadosh Shabbos. Maestro says the form, you're Yotze Kiddush. Now, in that, sometimes, though, you could, kids are crying. You don't hear the Bari Pia Golfin. No problem. The Chodeshan does speak out, but let's say the kid is crying by the Kiddush itself. He says, even though we have a cloud, Trey Chloe Lemish Tomoy, that's after two people making Kiddush. Let's say the kid is crying and you're hearing Kiddush. They continue as a Kiddush. Don't worry about that. So the Tzibah is very important sometimes. Kids are crying. You can focus on the Kiddush. First of all, you can. Alright, just because these people are focused on the kids, they don't hear the kids at all sometimes. And the Maisi, that's not a problem with Trey Koyle Lemish Tavoy, the Maisi, you get the Kiddush that way. A person, let's say he makes Kiddush, and he said Shahakal, Moshe Shadr Truman says again, the Gof is not Ma'akiv, and therefore he says, Shahakal, you are Yitzah, the Sugya of drinking wine over here. He said, don't make a Bari Pia Gofen over here. Drink it, no problem. The Shahakal is good for the Brit from Menon, and again, the Gof is not Ma'akiv, no problem. I was once by a place where a person forgot to say Bari Pia Golfin. Forgot to. So the Kiddush. So Moshe again. It's not Ma'akiv. You say Kiddush over here. No problem over here.
What does he do? He says Golfin afterwards.
He says Golfin afterwards, yeah. He says Golfin afterwards. Fine. Bet Hashem, next time we'll focus on covering the Chalas. That means the time, how to apply practically. Let's talk about it.